Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Geisteroni, the daily zeitgeist treat. I'm Jack O'Brien, that's Miles Gray. This episode title brought to you by Johnny Davis. Who else?
The Short Title King.
And here is what is trending right now. So we recorded this morning's episode before Trump went full fascism, cocaine blowout on the White House lawn. So we should probably talk about that. That was one of the more remarkable. They turned the White House lawn into the set of it looked like, I don't know. It was
cool when they burned all those books at the end too.
And
then
so
they marched
wild
through DC with the torches.
Right.
Yeah, that was something. I don't know. I mean, I saw clips.
Fireworks in the sky.
Yeah. But it was so weird, dude. When I tuned back in, I'm like, oh, he's still going? Like, this is 70 minutes?
Fox even said his speech was, like, flat and shitty. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me because this is what this man is, and this is his idea of what it means to be a leader. So, yeah, like, of course we're going to see all of this, like, super authoritarian palette, nationalistic palette and aesthetic to everything he does. The one cool thing I'm just reading too is that four RNC attendees tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like since? Because, yeah, that was the wild thing, is it just looked like a regular, like a gathering from the before times.
This was in North Carolina, they said, have tested positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
The White House lawn had, you know, your Rudy's Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani looked like, I forget who
he's in bad shape.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that he had big guy who's been bit by a zombie and trying to hide it energy. He was like just toweling and patting himself.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, why don't you take your jacket off? No,
yeah,
because it'll expose his zombie bite.
Right, exactly. He looked bad. It was Pixelated Boat. Of course, the great Pixelated Boat, a.k.a. Mr. Tweets. That's what they call him, Mr. Tweets.
that's what they call him.
Yeah, I mean, and Ivanka came out, Trump's Ubermensch, to introduce her father. Barron was there looking tall, which apparently conservatives are so desperate to be offended that they are considering that an offensive statement, that Barron is tall. It's hard to be.
Oh, but people can make, like, transphobic attacks about, like, Michelle Obama or whatever.
Yes, you know? Yes. Or the forbid, Obama daughters, tall. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. That's the thing with, like, conservative outrage. It's like, I just don't, it's like, okay, and just please shut up. Like, you have nothing to be mad about except for, you know, your fleeting sense of white superiority.
Yeah. Anyways, the White House is bigger than I thought based on, like, the scale that you, like, saw people taking pictures from.
Based on the models I used to build as a kid.
But, like, you only see it from a distance usually, or, like, shot for, like, fully, so you're, like, seeing the whole building. But, like, seeing a stage in front of the White House, it kind of made the White House look impressive. So they're using their propaganda, their illegal propaganda, to good effect, I guess. But it's really, it was like the Rocky IV of political conventions. It was just the most straight down the middle, political, jingoistic propaganda, yeah. And then with a dumb guy at the middle. Anyways.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan's trending. Stand-up comedian who's one of the most successful stand-up comedians working right now. Has the Hot Pockets jokes and very apolitical. Very funny dude too. Like, he, when you hear him on a podcast, he's so quick and so funny. But he was, you know, he's been critical, I think, of the Trump administration as long as I've followed him. And I think he was being critical of the Trump administration during the RNC last night, and people were coming at him saying, "You're losing a lot of followers, man."
Yeah, when he said, what was it? He was like, just something about this fascist basically creeping. I don't know. It's because he accurately described what was happening, and people were like, "Aren't you the Sierra Mist guy?"
Yeah.
"Don't do that."
Yeah. And a woman actually named, so he said, "Remember everything Trump accuses the Democrats of, he's guilty of. Don't let the socialist name calling distract you from the fact he is a fascist who has no belief in law." And Karen Clark tweeted, "You probably just lost a lot of followers for this one. Stick to comedy." And he replied, "Hey, fuck you, Karen." So yeah, not really.
Yeah. You lost a lot of followers by calling out fascism.
Right.
What the heck? Again, you know, this is, everyone retreat to your corners of comfort and watch the world burn from there. It seems like the strategy for some people.
Yeah. And I'm sure he doesn't want followers who are fascists. Like, that's.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know people who are like, you know, once I lost the support of conservatives, my career was never the same.
Right.
It's never the same.
Yeah, exactly. Lincoln Memorial is trending now, because it is the anniversary of the March on Washington.
Can't think of a way. Why not do it all over again?
Yeah.
Shout out to some of the people I know going over there today. Again, we find ourselves in historic times over and over again this year. Hopefully that will be, I'm sure that will be another, you know, culture war talking point, or some kind of footage will be manipulated to be like, look what's happening. They want equality. It's heartening to see, you know, that there's still many people still with their heads in all of this and wanting to make a difference. So the fight continues. The marathon continues.
The pictures are, you know, they're, it's really huge crowds, and especially when you realize that they are doing temperature checks and everybody has to wear a mask and all the hoops that you have to jump through to actually, like, do protest or, you know, gather in a crowd without being a super spreading event, as opposed to the RNC last night where it was, there were no temperature checks, like the bare minimum wasn't even done. Yeah.
Sure, we'll be hearing a little bit. I mean, we'll see, but we may hear some things about some people who attended that White House event, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, man. You. Like I want to say, God, I hope so, but like that's
right.
But really, like honestly, at this point, like fuck these people. Like they're killing people. They're really,
yeah, humans. Honestly, killing each other too. It seems like,
yeah. And finally, to end on a serious note, Bill and Ted 3 is out. Main event. And it's apparently not bad.
Great. That's all I needed to hear. You know, love it. I think we all, you know,
it's decent.
Yeah, Keanu can't miss right now. Why not? And what's Alex Winter? You know, he's constantly been working behind the camera. So I hope this. Yeah, where do you watch it? It's on, like, you can just get it anywhere right now. Essentially,
theaters, bro. What are you talking about? No, I don't. it is probably, you can watch it now for $20, for the low price of $20 on Google. But yeah, it's getting surprisingly good reviews, 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. So yeah, I love a good time travel movie. I love a good Keanu movie. I love a good movie that wears its stupidity on its sleeve. And it seems like that has all of that and more. They were kind of off on the whole, like, electric guitar rock music is gonna be the wave of the future on that hell whole yeah. prediction. But maybe they prevented that in one of the timelines. So,
fucking Wild Stallions, man, represent.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Miles, that is going to do it for this week.
Man,
we have a whole ass episode of the show coming at you on Monday. Yeah, but have a good weekend until then. Stay safe. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll be back. Talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.